dry January. It is the 10th. I feel like it's April.
And if you have tips for surviving dry January, give us a call. Share them.
Okay, so one thing that helped me was making mocktails. So I mix up like sparkling water, lemon juice, and a little bit of stevia, and it actually becomes kind of fun. Like, it makes me feel like I wasn't missing out on having a drink.
Yeah, this is probably not the most popular way to get through dry January, but as you may know, the body processes sugar the same way it processes alcohol.
Uh-huh.
So whenever I get a craving, I go and I make sure I have a little bit of candy on me just to spike my sugar level just a little bit, and the craving goes away. I also try to reward myself with nice little things intermittently.
Like socks?
Socks!
I do like some good socks.
I try to spend as little time like just sitting around bored as possible. So I feel like when you're bored, that's when you start to be like, well, it's almost 5 o'clock. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's noon, but it's almost 5 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
I understand. Yeah. It's funny. Sometimes the older you get, the quicker the hour becomes.
Right. Oh, like the earlier you
yeah.
start?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my
well,
goodness.
Look at your mother.
Oh, geez. Don't bring her into this.
Yeah.
Right
9 a.m. Here we go.
She does not. That was my grandmother.
Oh.
But